From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his fourth message in a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. In chapter 9 of the book of Acts, we have the account of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus from a bitter persecutor of Christians to a flaming evangelist for the Lord Jesus Christ. The biblical record contains certain statements about Saul that demonstrate clearly that he had truly been born again. What was true of Saul of Tarsus is also true of every person who comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. First, Paul recognized Christ as Lord. Then, even in the earliest days of his conversion, he prayed. As soon as his sight was restored, Paul publicly identified himself with Christ by preaching in the synagogue. Furthermore, along with the forgiveness of his sins, Paul received the gift of the Holy Spirit, a necessity for every true believer. Also, he enjoyed the fellowship of other Christians, and he bore an unashamed witness for Christ. The final mark of Paul's true conversion was his growth in grace. So, for every believer, his Christian life will be marked by an increasing likeness to the Lord Jesus. May the Lord help us to examine our own lives in the light of these indispensable marks of grace. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called Evidences of True Conversion. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Dauntless Faith. The text is Acts 18, verse 10. I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. So long as the Lord had work for Paul to do in Corinth, the fury of the mob was restrained. The Jews opposed themselves and blasphemed, but they could neither stop the preaching of the gospel nor the conversion of the hearers. God has power over the most violent minds. He makes the wrath of man to praise him when it breaks forth, but he still more displays his goodness when he restrains it, and he can restrain it. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord. Do not therefore feel any fear of man when you know that you are doing your duty. Go straight on as Jesus would have done, and those who oppose shall be as a bruised reed and a smoking flax. Many a time men have had cause to fear because they were themselves afraid. But a dauntless faith in God brushes fear aside like the cobwebs in a giant's path. No man can harm us unless the Lord permits. He who makes the devil himself to flee at a word can certainly control the devil's agents. Maybe they are already more afraid of you than you are of them. Therefore, go forward, and where you look to meet with foes, you will find friends. have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it, several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs at freepres.org. That's ltbs at freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Mark 5:19, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you. Go home to thy friends and be a witness. Isn't that the commission of Christ to his church? Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. The mark of true conversion. You've something inside that won't stay inside. There's something inside that has to get out. There's something inside that demands to get out. An evidence of true conversion. And the final evidence that is here, Mark 4, verse 22, is growth in grace. Growth in grace. Saul increased the more in strength. Saul increased the more in strength. What is this great proof of true conversion. That you're growing more like Christ. You're becoming more grounded in the faith. Let me put that another way. The great proof of the reality of your conversion experience is that you experience Christ in the present and not merely as a memory. Let me repeat that, for it's very vital. The great crowning proof of the reality of your conversion experience, whether it was last year or 50 years ago, is that you have a present experience of Christ, and He's not merely a memory. How many people say, I'm saved because as a 5-year-old, I prayed the sinner's prayer. My parents or my pastor tells me I did so. And I'm a Christian. Of course, I have no experience of Christ today. Do you really intend to go out to meet God on that ground? How many people say, I remember when I shed a tear. I remember when I put up my hand. I remember. And that's all. Do you think you could have come to Saul of Tarsus at any time after the Damascus Road? A month, a year, a decade, a lifetime? Could you ever have come to Saul of Tarsus and said, by the way, how do you know you're saved? How do you know this is genuine? How do you know it's real? And would have heard him say, I remember when I prayed the sinner's prayer. Now, I have never gone on with God. There's nothing in my life. There's no reality. There's no fellowship. There's no desire for Christ. There's no reading of the Bible. There's no time in prayer. There's no service. There's no fellowship. There's no commitment to Christ. I'm living for the devil and living for sin. But I think I'm saved because back then I made my prayer. I made my decision. Could you ever think that you'd hear Saul of Tarsus talk that way? No. Let me tell you, if you have no experience of Christ that has extended beyond the point of profession, you need possession. You need real salvation. But this works to comfort Christians. Because I have met with many people over the years who are constantly worrying if they really get saved that night that they came. Sometimes it works out like this. I can't even remember the date, as if the Holy Ghost had put it in His Word. Unless you've got the date, you can't be saved. But I've had people worry. Did I really repent? Did I really believe? Did I really receive Christ? Now let's address this, for it's a very, very traumatic experience for many Christians. First of all, there is no such thing as really receiving Christ, as opposed simply to receiving Christ. So get rid of all this sort of graded language. You either received Him or you didn't. Not that you really received Him, whereas the others only received Him. There's no grades in there. You either received Him or you didn't. Now I want to tell you something. that the experience, even like Saul of Tarsus' experience, after a while, in itself, is only a memory. You can never relive that moment. You can never reenact that moment. And yet there are so many people going through life trying to do just that. They're trying to feel the way they felt then, trying to conjure up a frame of mind. And if only they could do that, they think they would be sure they're saved. How do I know that I did really believe in Jesus Christ? That's the question that comes again and again. Here's the answer. It's very simple. Let me put it to you as I put it to a young lady who called me to ask me this very question. Deep distress of heart and soul. She was really getting nowhere. And I think for a while she thought she was talking to a lunatic when I asked her when she was born. You don't normally ask a lady that question, but she told me when she was born. I said, how do you know you were born? That's when she thought she was talking to a lunatic. How do you know you were born? Can you remember? No. How do you know you were born? What do you mean? I said, I mean just that. How do you know you were born? And at last, with a little exasperation, she said, well, I'm living. How do I know I was born? See, that's exactly answer I want. How do you know you believed? Not by going back and examining again and again the quality of the decision, but facing the reality, do I now believe? You're fooling yourself that you did believe if you're saying, I do not now believe. If you now have faith in Christ, if you now believe in Jesus Christ, the very existence of that faith proves that it had a real beginning. You don't need a course in logic to understand that. You see, a present experience of Christ growing in grace, becoming stronger and stronger in Christ, is the crowning proof that He has given you life. Here, then, are the evidences of true conversion. And true conversion is the only saving conversion that the Scriptures know. My friend, this is the kind of conversion we need to see in our churches. It's the kind of conversions we need to see in every family. This is the kind of conversion we need to pray God to start working in hearts and lives in every meeting. This is the kind of conversion we must have to get to heaven. I wonder tonight, are you seeing? I wonder tonight, is there any real confession of the Lordship of Christ? Does God look down, put His finger on you and say, behold that man. The world doesn't see him or think about him, but behold him. Can you see God call the attention of the angels of glory and say, do you see him? He's praying. Oh, what glorious testimony there is in that. God say that of you. An erstwhile reprobate rebel sinner, now plainly identified with Christ, indwelt and led by the Spirit of God, in fellowship with the Church of Christ, witnessing by word and work to the glory of the gospel of Christ, growing in grace and getting stronger in Christ? Are these the things that God marks for you? These, my friend, are the marks, the evidences of real conversion. You're not saved this evening. Don't go to hell behind the mask of a false religion. You're not saved tonight. Take your place in the dust beside Saul of Tarsus. And honestly, simply, cry to Christ, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I acknowledge you as my Lord. I am thine to command. May God make sure you come right through to Christ. And if you are a truster in Christ, however poor you feel your life and service have been, yet by the grace of God you can trace in Saul's experience the image of your own. Praise Him, thank Him, and set out by God's grace as Saul did, fully to follow Him, to serve Him, and to please Him, remembering ever those words of the first text I took, verse 6 of Acts 9, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.